Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
How are you feeling? What are your emotions?
Yeah, certainly a very difficult night at Nationwide Arena to have this ceremony honoring Johnny Gaudreau. And it's been an emotional month and a half since the passing of Johnny and his brother, Matthew. And it's been good to get back to a little bit of normalcy, I think, to be playing some hockey. It's certainly brought the team closer together in a lot of ways, as tragedy can often do. But, you know, a night like this, you know, when you knew the family was going to be there, you knew that there was going to be a pregame ceremony honoring Johnny's life. It really, you know, kind of it hits you in the face again. And it's one of those things that, again, good to have everyone there and good to have, you know, 18,000 people in the building kind of all going through it together. But certainly I can't imagine how the players played a hockey game after with everything that happened. A tragedy like this, you have the good days and the bad days, and you remember the stories and the positive memories and things like that. And I think, as hard as it was good to have a chance to do it all together and remember Johnny and Matthew's life and have that chance to bring everyone together and do it all at one time. So, you know, it's kind of hard to sum it all up in one answer, but they say there's emotional moments and some things that bring a smile to your face and some things that bring a tear to your eye in a situation like this.
It was very well done. I thought it was a perfect tribute. What will stand out to you when you think back about the night?
Yeah, the two things that come to mind, the raising of the banner with his wife and kids, standing with Sean Monahan, who is one of his best friends and was someone who signed with Columbus this year to have a chance to play with him again. To see them together and see the banner go up to the rafters was certainly an emotional moment. But the one thing I think everyone will remember is the opening faceoff where they left the left wing spot where Johnny Gaudreau should have been standing, left that open. And then, you know, Sean Monahan wins the faceoff over to Sam Bennett, who now plays for Florida, but was teammates with them for a long time in Calgary. And Sam takes the puck and puts it where Johnny should have been standing. And then, you know, 13 seconds come off the clock. And as everyone kind of realized what was happening there, really it was the groundswell of emotion in the arena. And you know, a lot of the players talked about, you know, that's a moment, as emotional as it was, one that they will never forget in their hockey careers. To do it in a game and to have such a fitting tribute with players that Johnny had spent a lot of his career with, it just hit hard, but it hit all the right notes to be a fitting tribute for the kind of player that Johnny Gaudreau was.
What did Sean say about being part of this and standing there with the family?
It's been very difficult, obviously, for Sean. As I said, you know, came here to play with Johnny Gaudreau again. You know, they bought a house three doors down from the Gaudreau family. And of course, there's been moments here where he's been interviewed about it. And you can tell it's just not easy for him to go through all this. And it was kind of the same post-game where he spoke of the combination of emotions in his head was a lot to process. And he said that a few times. But, you know, he was able to say, you know, the moment where they did the face-off at the beginning of the game is something he'll remember for the rest of his life. And he scored a goal in the game, and when he scored the goal, immediately got to his feet and pointed up at the rafter where the Johnny Gaudreau banner was hanging. So I can't imagine everything he went through tonight, but he did speak a little bit afterward and said it felt to him like Johnny was watching down on him today. He could feel Johnny's presence throughout the day and throughout the game, and for him to score a goal and then be able to kind of have that celebration there, I think something, again, that he will remember for the rest of his days. And it was unfortunate, as he said, it didn't come in a victory for the Blue Jackets, but it's still something that will stick with him for the rest of his life.
Jeff Sobota is with us from Columbus after the Blue Jackets have their home opener against the Florida Panthers, but more importantly and powerfully honoring Johnny Gaudreau and his family being there in-house. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I know a lot has been reported about Guy Gaudreau being there for practice and spending time with the team and how that has helped both him as well as Johnny's teammates. How impactful was it to have so many of his family members and friends there for this night?
Certainly it was, and you know, had a chance to talk to a couple of them after the game, and they all spoke about how it just was a very fitting and tribute to Johnny. And so that's obviously great to hear as well. But I when you ask about Guy, I think that, you know, I can only imagine what that family's gone through, you know, losing two brothers, two sons, you know, two husbands over this stretch. And, you know, if you're someone like Guy Gaudreau, who has spent a life in hockey, you know, he was the one that taught Johnny everything from the moment he was probably, you know, a year old to him becoming an NHL superstar. And it's been funny the last couple of years. Johnny obviously played in Calgary for a long time, comes to sign in Columbus because it's not very far from his home in New Jersey. And he really found that out the last couple of years because it felt like his father and mother were at pretty much every game and every practice. They would just hop in the car. And I remember talking to Johnny about that after he signed. It's like, you know, there'd be days where he would just get a call from his dad and he would be like, hey, we're about an hour away. And it's like, I didn't even know they were coming. And they're basically already in the state and they're about an hour away from knocking at the front door. So it's been a family affair for them for their entire lives. I mean, they're a hockey family, and Matthew also played with Johnny at Boston College and played some minor league hockey. So I think for Guy, anytime he can be out on the ice and anytime he can be kind of part of that hockey fraternity, you know, he did it a little bit in Philadelphia as well with John Tortorella inviting him out. Anything he can do to kind of get back to a sense of normalcy. I think any of us that have experienced tragedy in your lives, normalcy helps. Anything you can do to kind of pass the time and feel like you're back in where you should be is a good thing. And I think that's meant a lot to Guy the last couple of days. And I kind of have a feeling we probably have not seen the last of him around here, because I think the more you can do that, the more it's just going to help get through the grieving process.
How did the Florida Panthers pitch in?
Yeah, and that was something you know, have to give stick taps to them, as they say in hockey parlance. They made it very clear from, you know, the beginning when they were coming here for this game that they would do anything they could to help the Blue Jackets. Their head coach, Paul Maurice, talked pregame. He was actually happy to be the team that was there because they wanted to do anything they could do to support the Blue Jackets in this. And so even head coach Dean Evason of Columbus didn't know that they were going to do the face-off ceremony. So I think some of the Panthers kind of got together with some of the Blue Jackets to make that happen. A first-class operation there all the way around for them to kind of approach this with open arms and do anything they could. You know, they got off the bus when they got to the arena with purple Gatorade and Skittles in their hands, which was Johnny's favorite candy and his favorite drink. Johnny sometimes he had a very particular set of taste buds, was known for eating pasta without sauce and before games, just straight pasta with butter on it instead of putting any sort of like marinara or anything on it. So he was very well known for probably eating like a 13-year-old, really, throughout his career, but it worked for him, obviously. So the Panthers knew that and were sure to kind of give him that shout out before the game as well. So they did everything they could to make this a memorable night for everybody involved.
Jeff, I know this is an unfair question, but I'm going to ask anyway. What did Johnny mean to the Blue Jackets and the organization in the two seasons that he was there?
It starts going back to the day that he signed in Columbus, which I believe may have been July 13th of 2022, 2 years ago. I can't remember for sure if it was the 13th, but it was in early July when free agency started, and him signing with the Blue Jackets was a real sign to the NHL that Columbus was a desirable place to come play. There had been a number of players who had been here for a while that had kind of spurned the team and gone somewhere else in free agency, didn't want to re-sign long-term. It felt like, you know, they wanted to be other places, and it was hard here in Columbus to kind of see that happen time and time again. And then Johnny Gaudreau, when he signed in the summer of 2022, was the biggest free agent on the market. And when it happened, I mean, the NHL world and fans in Columbus were in shock and disbelief. The biggest fish out there said he wanted to be with the Blue Jackets. And unfortunately, it didn't lead to wins and losses the last couple of years, because the Blue Jackets were in a rebuilding phase where they were going through bringing in young players, trying to build their team around high draft picks the last couple of years. And rather unfortunate now that Johnny will not get a chance to see that through, because he wanted to come to Columbus. He wanted to be a winner. He wanted to help those young players come along and be a mentor to them as he built them, you know, this organization into a championship outfit. And so, you know, when you think about just the impact he's had, he was the leading scorer the last 2 years. So many kids, so many fans wearing 13 jerseys, whether they're playing hockey or just coming to the game.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
He really embraced it here and wanted to be part of the community and said he wanted to be here. And for a place like Columbus that has just not had the winning tradition of some other teams, that really did mean a lot. And so I think there is always a soft spot in the community's heart that he said he wanted to be here, and he proved he wanted to be here. This community meant a lot to him, and his widow Meredith spoke about that at the eulogy, just how much they love this community and how much they wanted to bring a winner. And it really was the start of a very special relationship between the Gaudreaus and Columbus that unfortunately has been cut short.
Jeff Sobota of ColumbusBlueJackets.com with us in the wake of the tribute and the home opener on Tuesday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So much was made of how Johnny overcame obstacles from his time when he was in college, BC, on into his NHL career. How did he do it? What kind of a player was he?
There was actually a very fitting moment in the video tribute that played before the game where Johnny had said his father, Guy, told him, because Johnny obviously was not the biggest player in the NHL. In fact, one of the smallest. And his dad told him when he was a kid, if you're a small guy, you have to play your way onto a team. If you're a big guy, you have to play your way off to it. So
ooh.
There was always kind of that chip on Johnny's shoulder of he had to be better than everyone else to get to the highest level. And he was at the highest level immediately from when he got into the league. But he wasn't the biggest guy, so he had to be smart. He had to be someone who could really stick handle, had the puck on a string, it felt like at all times. He really thought the game at a level that, you know, most people do not. His abilities with the puck on a stick and his abilities to not get hit and to kind of find the spots on the ice where he could do his damage was clearly someone who had, A, got a great education from his dad of how to play the game, but someone who just thought the game at a higher level. And it came through practice. He was a rink rat. He was someone who was out there as much as he could be there. You know, in the summer, there was another quote from him in the video tribute where he said, you know, usually in the summer, kids want to be playing video games or whatever. He wanted to be on the ice. And so that's just how much the sport of hockey meant to him and to the family. And, you know, watching him play the last couple of years, you can see that just in his play. If he wasn't on the ice, he was with his family, but he sure did spend a lot of time on the ice. It was really a joy to watch. And it's funny when I say he wasn't the biggest guy. There's stories going back to junior hockey when he was playing in the USHL in Dubuque, and, you know, NHL scouts would come in and get the heights and weights of the players, and he would stuff as many pucks as he could in his shorts so he would be just a little bit heavier when he was getting measured, because he wanted to, he didn't want to seem as small as he actually was. But in that small package, there was one heck of a hockey player, I can tell you that.
It's amazing to me how much the impact of Johnny and his family were felt around the NHL. This wasn't just a Columbus thing. It didn't just break the hearts of Columbus and its fan base, but also the rest of the NHL. And as much as it is really competitive sport and people are fighting for jobs and for wins and for titles, it seemed like this tragedy united the sport in a way that was really powerful.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, the tributes have come in from not just every team in the NHL, but teams around the country at every level and really around the world. I mean, we've seen this, you know, these types of tributes, you know, not just from NHL teams, but USA Hockey and, you know, the places Johnny played growing up, and just everyone who knows hockey knew Johnny Hockey because his name was Johnny Hockey. So someone who really, again, had an outsized impact on the sport for such a small guy, seemed to be universally beloved. I mean, just an easygoing guy, someone who didn't sweat the small stuff, just always tried to have as much fun as he could on the ice or with his teammates. You know, when interviewing some of our players before to just kind of get their favorite stories about him, and as much as they loved playing with him on the ice, it was you know, they loved being on the plane rides with him playing cards, and they loved just him being in the locker room, and they loved seeing him with his family, his two young kids, and just how dedicated he was to them. He really lived life the right way. And what was important, you know, his job was important to him. Playing hockey was important to him. But, you know, the friendships, the relationships, and the family was really what came first. And so, well, no matter what sector of the hockey world you can find, and something that's very funny to me is that I think a lot of guys, especially as they get older, they don't want to go to the All-Star game because, you know, you play such a long, difficult season and you get a break in the middle of the year and guys want to take it and they want to go to, you know, some sunny island somewhere in February and soak up the sun. Johnny wanted to go to the All-Star game because he could see all his buddies and see the players he knew from around the league and didn't get to see all that often on a regular basis. And it was basically an extended family vacation for them that he and his mother, Jane, and the whole family would come down and they'd have a blast. And so I think that kind of just speaks to the type of player Johnny was and just how important the sport was to him and the relationships that he made throughout hockey at really every level.
What other signs or tributes that the Blue Jackets and their fans will honor Johnny will remain even after this game?
The tributes that everyone brought to the arena in the days after his passing, you know, the signs and the gifts and sticks that people put out and things like that, being set up in the arena for a memorial that will be displayed throughout the season. One thing that was actually very cool tonight was we had a local chalk artist who just graduated from high school here who did an incredible job doing a chalk portrait of him here at a community event recently. She came in during the game and drew a portrait of Johnny throughout the game that is now going to hang in the arena with that that tribute. So that was really neat to see. And she did an incredible job throughout the whole game putting that together. They'll have his jersey hanging in the locker room throughout the season. As many ways as they can keep his memory alive, they will. And that's something that the team has talked about, is that he is gone, but he's going to stay with them in any way that they can really figure out to have it with them. And we learned this yesterday, actually. Since Dean Evason took over as the head coach this year, at the end of every practice, a player has to shoot the puck from the far end of the rink all the way down to an open net at the other end of the rink. And they call it the Johnny skate, because if the player makes the shot, they do one lap. And if the player doesn't make the shot, the team has to do three conditioning laps at the end of practice. And so 1-3, Johnny Gaudreau's number. So they call him that, the Johnny skate. And that's just something they can do in every practice to kind of keep his memory alive. So it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon, that's for sure. Mm.
I know this happened in the summertime, but now as the team gets back together and is trying to move forward in a season in which, again, jobs are on the line, they're trying to make this Blue Jackets team a contender. How have you seen them push through just to get back to hockey?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just them doing it together. And they've spoken really extensively about that. Is just in, with it happening, it wasn't super close to the season. It was getting to the point where training camp was nearing, and a lot of players had already returned to Columbus, and just for them to be together has been the biggest thing. I mean, I think they were already a close team. You know, they've talked about that at length over the end of last season into the beginning of this season. But the fact that they really have been able to spend this time together, and as I said earlier, I think the normalcy helps a little bit. You get back into the routine of playing, and that kind of helps you live your life. But just being able to spend all that time together, being in the locker room, being able to share those stories, there is a bond there that is, I think, was already deep, but has gotten even deeper as this whole thing has unfolded. And as I said earlier, there's going to be good days and bad days. It's going to be some days where you wake up and it just weighs on you. And there's going to be some days you come to the rink and say, so you tell some good stories and you probably have a smile on your face when you leave. And so every person is different. It's going to be a process for sure. You know, you can't predict what the next day is going to be like, honestly, but they've all had to go through this together. And I think that's something that is a blessing, because you are able to kind of build some more relationships through something like this. And you hope you never have to go through it. And unfortunately, this is an organization that had another player pass away a couple summers ago. And so it's been a lot from an emotional aspect of it, but they're all there for each other. I can tell you that.
I was really impressed with the video in which his wife addressed the fans there before the game started and said he would want you to go out and play the game that he loved. And so certainly that's one way that they can honor him. There are so many photos and videos at Jackets Insider, covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for BlueJackets.com. And I know that this is an emotional day. Really, it's been emotional a few days and a few weeks, but we really appreciate your insight and your perspective, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me, actually, to just kind of put some context behind it, because it really has been a lot, but it's really good to see Johnny's memory remembered in so many ways, and so much support from around the hockey community, and the sporting world, as you said. So thank you for inviting me.